Welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp here on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey, joined by the newest member of the Anaheim Ducks, John Carlson. John, thank you so much for taking the time today.
I appreciate it. Yeah, looking forward to being here.
So now that you've been here for just a little bit, how are you settling in? How are things going?
Well, we've been on the road a bit, which is nice from the aspect of the, you know, the players and all that, and kind of catching up now on the home front and finding a place to live and seeing the sights and kind of getting used to everything on this side of the world.
Had you spent much time here before besides playing here?
No, and just playing here. And obviously I've heard, you know, I've had many friends over the years have come through here and had great things to say. And I think from that aspect, it's a slam dunk. It's a great place.
Well, as far as the actual trade, you know, we heard you were sleeping, found out in the morning. So can you just talk a little bit about that, how that all happened for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, I there's no other way to really put it. I think you kind of wake up and start stirring around and found out and obviously waited till the morning to have a conversation. And, you know, and then you're kind of thrown through the ringer with different sorts of emotions, different sorts of, you know, things I haven't had to deal with in my career. And, you know, and as time goes on, it feels a lot different. And, you know, there's so much more to worry about.
As far as dealing with the emotions of that, did you talk to anyone? Because obviously you had seen that from the side of, you know, seeing players come in and out.
Yeah, no, I think that a lot of people called me. I think, you know, you rely on your friends, obviously advisors and other people that, you know, I've been in the game for a while and have made a lot of great relationships, I feel like. And so, yeah, just having a bunch of people reach out, trying to figure everything out. I think that's the main thing, honestly, is once you gotta get past the first emotional side of things and you start, you know, thinking about hockey again, that's the most normal part of my life. So the sooner you can kind of get to there, the better off you are. And that's I'm just grateful to land in a great spot, a great place to live, and certainly a great group of guys in the room that could do some special things.
Will your family be coming out here anytime soon?
Yeah, they're here.
Also, they'll get to see your home debut here tonight.
Yes, that's right.
And then Disneyland at some point, I'm sure.
I'm sure that's high on their list, yes.
As far as the hockey side of things, you know, an amazing career that you had in D.C. and a lot of long years there, I'm sure. But, you know, having that core that you had there, what was it like taking that next step and, you know, saying your goodbyes there?
No, that's the difficult part. I think that's, you know, that's what you'll miss most. Obviously, I had a lot of friends outside. I spent the summers there. My kids, you know, go to school there. So there's a lot of relationships that, you know, will change over the next few years. But that's just, I guess that's just hockey. And that's, those are the toughest kind of, you know, leaving home, leaving, you know, family, friends, that stuff, and certainly your teammates. I mean, I played with some of those guys for a really long time. So all difficult conversations, difficult, emotions dragged along with it. But, you know, as soon as you kind of leave and you get out here, everything starts to shift a little bit.
What were those first conversations like that you had with management here, the coaching staff, getting to meet Coach Q, taking all of that in?
No, it's great. I mean, I'm grateful to land in a great spot. They obviously traded for me, so it feels good to, you know, feel like they wanted me to be here and to, you know, whether that's in the locker room, whether that's on the ice, to show what I can do. And that's a huge confidence boost. I think that's makes me feel real good. And that's, you know, part of those conversations that I've had throughout my time here so far. And just thrilled to be back on the ice. I think, you know, when I got here, I'd missed a few games. That stuff's a little bit uneasy to me. And so once kind of now back playing, it feels a lot better too. And kind of instead of just talking about certain situations or how they play or whatnot, you can kind of live through them. And that feels natural.
You feel comfortable with your health now?
Yes.
At this point. And getting to see some of these younger defensemen, I mean, you were alongside Owen Zellweger in that first game. Is that a change for you, working with younger players, or something that you're kind of used to?
Yeah, I think I'm used to it. I think the game has definitely went a lot younger in the last, you know, 5 or 7 years, I would say. And It's something that I really like. I think I gain a lot out of it, learning from the young guys myself. So, I can definitely help with different parts of the game and mentally and all that as well. But, I like, it keeps you young, it keeps you fresh and engaged in the game, and how this new generation of amazing players are changing it and shaping it into a different, NHL than when I came in. So I think it's a two-way street, but it's certainly something I like to do.
Did it help that the team is on the road to start? You get that road bonding?
Yes. No, I think that, I would have liked to be here to kind of pre-scout and get the lay of the land a little more. But I think that was important to kind of get involved with the team more than, just kind of, when you come to a new team, it's my first time, it's pretty crazy to meet this many new people on day one. So kind of working through those relationships and getting to know everyone, I think that really helped.
We only got a taste of it, the power play, your first shift on the power play in that game on Sunday. But what do you feel that your biggest strength is there that you can bring here?
I think it's something I feel natural at. I think I can I can make plays, I can shoot the puck, and I just think it'll be a little bit of a feeling out process at first, just to kind of see how each player likes to play, how each player's intricacies are a little different than the next guy. So it'll be a little give and take early on, but I think I can bring some poise up top and certainly like to create some havoc and shoot the puck.
Started with that Carlson to Carlson goal, though, on Sunday. Yeah. Good vision up the ice there. Overall, with your game and fitting in here with the team, I mean, obviously you talk about that on the power play, but just in general, do you feel that you can take on an even bigger role here?
Yeah, I think so. I think that this team fits me really well. Early on, I feel very natural out there, and I like to move the puck up the ice and join the rush and that sort of thing. And this team's probably one of the best in the league right now, I would say, from the little time that I'm here, getting up the ice, getting on the attack, and keeping the puck. So all things that I enjoy and love to do, and certainly hope to make better.
We touched on it a little bit ago, working with Coach Q. I mean, he's second winningest coach in history. From your perspective, what has that been like so far?
It's been great, and I think I've played for a lot of different coaches myself, so I think that coming in and seeing how he runs things, the respect that he deserves and demands right away. And I think that he sees the game much like myself and much like the team is playing on the ice. So obviously no coach is always happy with everything that goes on, but I think he's made me feel real welcome, and that's really helped me in getting comfortable on the ice.
Where this team is at right now, sitting at the top of the Pacific, does it make you excited, also in coming here?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's huge, too. Yeah. I think, obviously, you want to play with great players on a great team, and my goal every single year, no matter what, is to win. So that doesn't change coming here, and we have, a great team in there that's poised to make a run.
Last one, John, when you look at your home debut tonight, get to experience the Honda Center crowd. Yeah. How's that going to feel?
It's going to be great. I think, obviously being a visitor here many times through different teams has been fun, and it'll be a new thing. There's not many firsts for me in this league left, and this will be my first game with a new team at home, and that's exciting to me and my family.
Thank you so much for joining us, John. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.